Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. There, how about that? How about a dramatic read of the opening? Make it all very wizardy and all. It's about creating magic in your life. It's like, yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that. You know, magic is something that is can be like normal everyday activity. And, you know, how do you create magic? A lot of the times you create it by not trying to create it. Where if you're trying to create it, then it's not magic anymore. I feel that, you know, sometimes a lot of the world, the universe, it just has its say. There's other parts to us that have their say. And, you know, whether we put forth a lot of effort, you know, it's like things will, you know, just kind of turn out the way they turn out. And we're like kind of forced to ride that energy of it. Just as if one were out on the ocean on a surfboard and they're riding the ocean. You know, it's like there are patterns to it, but, you know, you can become one with it and ride it. Make sure you don't wipe out, dude. But, you know, it's like, you know, all of a sudden there can be something that kind of hits you one way, or, you know, maybe there's another surfer in front of you, you've got to dodge him. It's like, you know, just all these other influences that we don't have control over necessarily, and we're forced to just kind of, you know, make a new route for ourselves, take a detour. I like to say that the best, well, it is a great invention. I'd say it's one of the best ones. It's the GPS. And with the GPS, it's like one puts in a beginning destination and an end destination, and the mind gets its chance to know where one is going. And it's not reality. It's a representation of reality. And, you know, sometimes we get completely, you know, tapped into that representation more than the reality of it. You know, but if the mind is satisfied with at least a blueprint, a plan of some kind, it's happy. It's happy. I'm going to be doing some workshops up in Seattle and Portland this coming weekend. And anyone listening from those cities, please come. The one in Seattle will be at East West Bookstore. That will start at 10 and go till noon. And then the one in Portland will be Sunday, the 20th. And that will go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that will be at New Renaissance Bookstore. And the title of the workshops that I'll be conducting, Cultivating the Unknown with the Tarot. Cultivating the Unknown. Cultivating it. Not looking to control it. Not looking to figure it out. But to cultivate it. To work with it. To work with it. To become a co-creator in one's life. There are forces that are above us and below us. Hey, that sounds familiar. That's kind of the theme of this episode. But these forces, they have their say. And there's no denying that. And when we fight against that, it's like, we're just like trying to swim upstream there. It's like we're making life harder than it needs to be. And so there is an amount of surrender to these larger forces, but not that, one is vanquished by them. One just looks to work with them and learn to be in harmony with their environment, with other people, with themselves. It's like the process sometimes that I go through personally when putting together a workshop, especially something like this where there's a lot of unknown quantities to it. It's not the type of workshop where I will stand in front of people and talk for 2 hours. It's not like one where you can write out a talk and then deliver that talk flawlessly. Right? It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I botched that word. It's not that at all. Because the tarot is not like that. When one is reading tarot, one does not go to a script that one has already printed out in their head whenever a querent sits down across from them. It's like it's a clean slate. It's like people can expect to be seen as an individual, as someone new, not someone that you're just going to, just go by rote. It's not factory work where it's the same precise piece every single time that we overlay onto someone. It's the human spirit. So these workshops in Seattle, Portland, this coming weekend, January 19th, January 20th. Go to my website, jasondmckean.com, JASONDMCKEAN.com, and go to the tarot section. So I have it broken down into the tarot section and the Om chant section. And the Om chants are albums that I created for many, many years, and they are staples in yoga studios and meditation halls, hospices, birthing centers, just about anywhere where anyone gathers and goes on an inner journey. They help facilitate that inner journey so you don't get too much in your head about it. They're very very relaxing, almost hypnotic, for some people. And what I love about them is that an individual can listen to them and they may have like a completely different experience than someone else. It's really quite wonderful. So go to the tarot section on that site. I'm also on Facebook, on Instagram. I love the social medias there. Facebook, I'm Jason D. McKean. And on Instagram, I am Jason Tarot Wizard. Jason Tarot Wizard. And, I sometimes wonder because there are people who will ask, what kind of wizard are you? It's only been the last couple years, I guess, where I will say, yes, I'm a wizard. What the hell does that mean anyway, right? Unless one, comes from a particular background or tradition that has like exacting type spells and all that, and they're out there. I don't. That's not what I do. But what I do is I'm a reader of the tarot, and so I would call myself a tarot wizard. And yeah, it does like put one up there as far as like saying, oh yeah, well he must know everything about the tarot, and that is not true. I'll be the first to say that. I am a student of the tarot. But if I proclaim that I'm a tarot student, it's just, it doesn't pack as much punch there. And, you know, it's like a 2 foot long white beard goes to waste if you just say, you know, I am the tarot student. It's like being the tarot wizard is, it's much more catchy. And, you know, I get better advertising out of it. So, it's the last time I'll say this about my website, jasondmckean.com, JASONDMCKEAN.com. All right, go there. And what I will mention, though, is I do also have a Power of Transformation workshop in Bakersfield at Enchanted Cottage, and that will be the following weekend. That'll be January 26th. So that will be a Saturday, and that will be at Enchanted Cottage from noon to 2. And my colleague Candace Reboyo will be doing a mediumship, clairvoyance. I believe that it's like you know, tapping into your spirit guides workshop, and that'll be like 3 to 5 there the same day. So, you know, come to the workshops there in Bakersfield, because it's a wonderful community there. And you know, I totally look forward to going there. If we were driving up today, we'd be in tough luck because the Grapevine is closed. Anyone who knows about SoCal, it's like there's mountains. We're surrounded by these hills, and I guess one could go up the coast and cut over, but it's a lot faster to go up the mountain and then but you know, when it snows, it's like, or when it rains down here, it's like it snows up there, and it gets pretty treacherous. So it won't be today, though. We're not doing it today. So I'm not throwing it out there where it gets canceled. It's we'll make it happen. Okay. So I pulled the Magician card because it doesn't make any sense for me to have it in the deck and then pull it out again when it's kind of the subject of it. And much more than just the Magician card, it's that maxim, as above, so below. And you know, there are many ways to express it, that particular maxim. But what it boils down to is where one brings spiritual guidance, divine energy into what it is that they manifest on earth. You know, it's like pulling from heaven to enact on earth, and allowing yourself to be a conduit, a clear channel for that, so that one doesn't screw it up. Who's going to screw it up, right? I apologize for laughing. It's it seems like you know, there's a lot of readings that I do for people that feel like they screw up their best intentions and all that. They you know, start off with a real high ideal that they're looking to enact, and then it like kind of goes south there. And sometimes they just get in their own way, and you know, that's a thing that we humans do. So, you know, we can either beat ourselves up about it, or you know, we can, you know, look to, you know, refine our way of you know, taking those intentions and how it is that we manifest them. I would say, you know, it's like, again, taking on that energy of co-creation, looking at it as doing our part, and knowing that there are forces that are not controlled by us. So as above, so below. It's like the magician, one hand points to the heaven, the other hand points to earth, and looks to be a conduit, looks to pull divine guidance, looks to tap into the layer of spirit, and allow for that to permeate the actions on the earth plane, on the manifest plane. And that principle, the principle, I wanted to take a look at it and see if there were any other cards that wanted to say something about it, whether in the positive or negative of it. And it could be about how it is we start to enact something once we've tapped into it. Is it the same as getting a download and then, looking to enact that download? Yeah, I could see that. I mean, that's a way of how one processes their communication with spirit. All right, so I'm looking here. I just want to pull three, and all right. So the first card, I've only pulled one card so far. This is going to be, I think, a challenge for me, and I don't, balk at the challenge. I like when it's a challenge, because I'm, as a student, as well as a wizard of the tarot, I want to, just kind of explore all the angles of it and see something about that as above, so below. And the hanged man is about having a really clear vision that one is moving towards. Like the original hanged man, Odin, hung for 9 days on the world tree. And at the end of it was gifted the runes. And I like to think that, one makes sacrifices so that they end up with like the reward. They get to where it is that they're moving towards. And I feel that the idea of that being a card of being just kind of hung out to dry, or being in a state of limbo, of purgatory. It's like, if one loses sight of the goal that they're moving towards, then they're just experiencing the sacrifice, and they don't know. It's just like kind of leaves them in a state of longing. It's like they just starting to go round and round now, instead of like moving towards an objective. It's like they start going in circles, and I guess when I'm reading for people who have lost their way a bit, it's like, the cards can look to find an off-ramp of that circle that they're in, so that they can kind of reclaim themselves a bit and get moving in a straight line again. So with that, the idea of as above, so below, it's like, one has the vision and then looks to enact that vision. And if one loses sight of that vision, it's like they're just going through the motions there. There's nothing that they're attached to. And so hence the hanged man coming up. Let's see what else. I'm closing my eyes. I've been closing my eyes more and more as I pick cards. The Seven of Cups. Seven of Cups, the card of ambition. Wow. I just got a hit there on how our own ambition, how it clouds, something that has like a spiritual intention, or if we pull something from spirit, it can be something that not only helps us but helps others in the process. And the seven, that can be one that seven of cups, it can be one where it's just about us, where it is that we're looking to connect with, how we're manifesting stuff for ourself, just for ourself. And so it can be a tricky card, because sometimes it's a card of illusion. And the magician, is that card is definitely not about, one tapping into illusion at all. It's about, again, holding on to something that has a higher value to it, a higher sense to it. Again, rather than it just being about us, getting what we desire, like that seven of cups. Because if anyone can just visualize the seven of cups, it's like shows all of these wonderful things that we're looking to achieve in our life. They're in the Wizard's Tarot, it's represented by cards like the High Priestess and the Empress and the Magician and the Sun and the Wheel of Fortune, and just the heights of the heights. Even the Tower is there. It's like kind of like the full life, the highs and lows, where one looks to manifest it and then balance it all out there. But in these cups, it's like they're attached to this like smoke that's coming out of this person's hands, and it's like, is it real? Is it something that one has fully connected to and is manifesting? Have they I injected what it is they want with something higher, a spiritual goal with it? And that's a really interesting card to come out. All right, and then lastly for that, the moon card. Which that's a really interesting card too. I like to see that one as the card of the unknown, the card of where other factors are at play. It's like the moon itself. It's like it will certainly when it's doing its thing out in the universe, it's affecting us from tides to our emotions to lots of things just by its movement. It's affecting us. And there are things that, again, we don't have 100% control on, and that we never will. And it's important to, again, kind of ride those out as we're looking to manifest what our intention was, that pure like spiritual intention, thought, the way forward for us, to be flexible, certainly, to make sure that we're not so rigid that we're not seeing other opportunities that come along the way that can be of help to one's overall vision. Sometimes we're just given a piece of the puzzle to initiate, and then allow for others to come in and have their say. as well. And it's like ego, that's when it really kicks in and says, no, it's got to be my way. And if it has to be, like your way, then it's like it's important how one, defends that or, brings in the reasons. It's really important how one backs it up. Why does it need to be this way? Why can't it have like some other aspects to it? Would I say that these cards that I chose are darker cards? They're certainly more like warning cards. More like where one doesn't stray from certainly the intent of the vision that one has. That spiritual quality or the one that is like looking to be of service out in the world. I had another question too that oh yeah, and this was like I was really curious to see what the cards were that came up. It's like what if like what happens if we reject that maxim? What happens if we reject the idea of bringing spiritual principle into that which we're looking to create? So let's take a look at that. I'm going to pull two cards. So the card, the first card that comes up, the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups is a card of relationships of where we potentially have the power or the we facilitate like a healing energy with others. If we reject that, we could definitely be losing the that potential to connect with others on a very deep level, on a spiritual level. And again, that area of where healing can take place for ourselves, for others. It's like we can be in a place of missing out, where the other is concerned. It's almost like the again that Seven of Cups, where one is just focusing in on their own ambition, what it is that they're trying to just create for themselves. It's like it misses out on how one can, be of service to another. And also the Eight of Pentacles comes up, which is a card of the work card. I see it as one of where the work that we do, we're able to find ourselves to tap into a place of flow where we're just in the moment. Again, where one can be in the context of the question. I feel that it's about where kind of one again just kind of focusing in on themselves and missing an opportunity to be of service or to connect with others. Like they're just so involved in their own realm that they don't take the time to open up. It's just like, focusing in on creating their own thing, and then not taking the time to even know that others are in the picture there. And then lastly, the King of Pentacles comes up. The King of Pentacles. And the King of Pentacles, that's a card where one can potentially take all of their, like, those other kings within us, the King of Cups and Swords and Wands, and bring them all together again, where one is manifesting. The they're getting all that they need to get together. But I think that, what it's telling me is that, certainly one can manifest. The maxim of the magician is not a necessary ingredient for one to take their vision and to implement it, to bring it about. But what they are probably missing is again this deeper connection to others, to feeling that they're playing a larger part, rather than just like focusing in on themselves. It's like they're playing a larger part and bringing in others to give it a layer of meaning that it can just kind of like stretch and grow, expand, rather than it just being there to satisfy, the individual there. It's funny, the King of Pentacles in the Wizard's Tarot, he's a kind of a gruff looking troll gnome kind of guy, and that king, likes to be in control, likes to surround themselves with the things that they've worked for and all. But again, it's like, is there a higher meaning that one can reach for and still, kind of like manifest the same things in life, to have a large life. But instead of it just being about acquiring things and making sure that you're in a place of comfort, isn't there, a way of expanding that? I mean, that's what I'm seeing, is that, it can just be about that manifestation of self, for self. And I feel that the magician is larger than that. I feel that it's the energy of like wanting to take all of these parts of our own being, our own self, our heart energy, our mind, our spirit, and expand all of these, not just kind of take care of our own physical needs. I think that it's important. That's funny. I just pulled the Knight of Wands, the quest card, because my next question was like, what's important with the magician, or the, again, this maxim of as above, so below. The Knight of Wands, it's like the person who is tapped into their own spirit, and they're looking to, bring that about. So it's not just all about, having a good meal and a nice house, or, it's like those are totally okay things, they're great things. But when we make our life's work about it, those particular things, the acquisition, the acquiring of those, then that it only leads to knowing like a certain level of life, you know, and it doesn't feed other parts of us. Like the justice card comes up, the balancing, the way of making sure that we have a lightness of spirit, so that when we die, that we're not having any regrets at all. You know, think about the Christmas Carol, you know, the Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge story, you know, where he is like, it's all about like making money, all about having a fat bank account, but his soul is heavy. You know, it's weighed down. It's like, and you know, in order to move into like the afterlife, it's like, you know, it's like the Egyptians believe that, you know, if your heart weighed the same as a feather, that you would be allowed to enter. And that's a really powerful metaphor. And we think of, you know, the phrase, you know, lightness of heart. And how do we achieve that? How do we achieve a lightness of heart where we're not holding on to, you know, things that would weigh us down? And, you know, it's like we can just start looking at our relationships with people. You know, if we don't have relationships with people, we can start looking at that. It's like, why don't we? You know, why don't we have relationships with people? You know, and to be able to look at ourself, that is like the true work. You know, because we're all pieces of work. And that's what I, you know, one of the values of Tarot is, certainly is being able to do readings for yourself as well. But one must be very, you know, it's not that we look to be hard on ourselves. We look to be informative. We look to be truthful with ourself, so that we're not just blowing smoke up our butt, right? Just saying, oh yeah, look, I've got the Ten of Cups, you know, I've got the Lover's card, you know, it's all going to be good. It's like, you know, with every relationship that we have, it's like we look to, you know, make sure that we're being authentic, that we're, you know, not just like trying to be all positive and all that, if inside we're not. Again, it's that honesty within, and not to say that you know we can't be at some point, but or on some level. Wow. I just wanted to fill out these three cards here, because I pulled the Knight of Wands and Justice, and then the Queen of Wands. Again, looking at that aspect of as above, so below, and those things that are kind of essential, you know, because the material doesn't quite cut it. You know, looking just to manifest stuff, just to, you know, just to fill up the world with stuff, or, you know, it's not enough. But to have where your spirit is attached, where you're looking to, you know, be inspired during the day, where you're looking to inspire others too, you know, where one is looking for deeper meaning in their life, and allowing for that to spill over, right, into, you know, the people that you meet and the people that you know, so that, you know, it's like if they are not on that journey per se, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, they're curious about, you know, that spiritual essence, right? It's like the Queen of Wands is like that's a powerful card of spirit. And you know, a lot of it is where, you know, we make sure that our own fire is lit inside. You know, it's like being the keeper of the flame, where, you know, our own flame has ample fuel, you know, that we're waking up every day and we're like excited, you know, to get cracking and to do things that allow for, you know, our spirit to grow, but to also be in sync with, you know, it's like, you know, the workshops that are coming up here that I'm doing this weekend in Seattle, Portland. It's like, you know, it's like I'm not like I'm totally excited about them, doing them, and I'm also like a little bit like reticent. You know, it's like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I got myself into? You know, again, because they're not ones that are like talks. You know, they're not like scripted out. They're experiences, and they're an experience for myself as well, because one is, you know, places themselves in the energy and then starts to direct it, and then however it goes, you know, one has no control over that. But with those wands coming up, it's not about having to control situations. It's about showing up. It's about you know, you doing your part. And I feel that by me doing my part, that someone who is in that group, that they will activate that knowing for themselves. If they don't know it already, you know, it's an opportunity to activate what your part is, you know, and it may not be, you know, to be a tarot wizard like myself. It may be where one has a different path. But it's still about making sure that your own fire is lit within, and that you're looking to, you know, infuse your path before you with spiritual principle. And you know, does that mean that, you know, it all becomes like a religious experience? You're become a priest or nun? It's like, no. It's like, I feel that a simple way of breaking down like spirit, you know, you could call it connection, where there is a connection with, you know, the people in your life, the work that you do. You know, where one is connected to it, where it has meaning, and you're not just like, you know, going about your day on automatic. You know, where you're truly like, you know, seeking to be in sync with a like a larger purpose for yourself, you know, and again, that usually is where you're just pushing the envelope on yourself, where, you know, you're not just holding back. And you know, I am fortunate to meet a lot of people in life, and you know, there's a lot of people who are they are fueled, and not just by cappuccinos. They're fueled by their own you know, desire, again, to do something larger. You know, it's totally, you know, this idea, this maxim of as above, so below, where you know, like where people are wanting to create healing centers. You know, it's like they've gone through a health crisis for themselves, and they're like looking to, you know, take that what they experienced, and you know, what they whether it was a battle or where it was, you know, where they had all this fear and they kind of moved through it or whatever. It's like they want to give back. and allow for others to be in a place where, healing is like essential. And how it takes place is, there's a wide gamut of, people who want to like build their own centers or, just rent some existing place or, have it completely different, in the city or out in the countryside or, a retreat center. That's just one example of how, one can take energy that's within them, experience that is within them, and look to make a difference, and allow for that fire within to have a place to go. It's important for, our desires. If we're like meant to do something on the planet, it's like it's on our shoulders to at least kind of get that moving, to express it, even. It's like, I mean, how many people do we know that they just kind of like clam up when it comes to them, because they start to doubt that there's any importance to it, any significance to it. But it's like, well, maybe if you talked about it, and you investigated it further, if you opened up to people who were, on the same page with it, maybe you can, find out that validity. So I just wanted to pull a couple more cards in the remaining time that we have. And again, looking at as above, so below. I'm going to do something for myself.